Dear brothers, sisters, and friends,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹朋友们，
We worship a God who is good.
我们敬拜的是一位良善的神。
His mercy is without borders.
他的怜悯无穷无尽。
And in Jonah 1 we are to learn, and Jonah 1 is the passage that we'll be looking at this morning.
我们今天要学习约拿书第一章。
In there, we are going to learn that God shows pursuing mercy to both his prophet and the unbelievers.
在这里我们可以看到神对他的先知还有对还有没不信的人施予不离不弃的怜悯。
And he shows this pursuing mercy so that hearts can be turned around back to him.
因为这个不离不弃的怜悯心被回转归向他。
And we'll see that it's a pursuing mercy.
我们看到这个是一个不离不弃的怜悯。
God actively seeks out the soul.
神主动地去寻找人的灵魂。
There's the lyrics of a song that says, Your love never fails, it never gives up, never runs out on me.
有一首歌是这样唱的，说你的爱是永不止息，永不放弃，永不枯竭。
If there's to be a correction to this lyrics, it's just never runs out on us.
如果我要改一改这句歌词的话，就说这是这个诗歌里面讲到的是你的爱是永不枯竭，而只是从我们当中永不枯竭。
God has always set out to reconcile people back to him.
神随时都在预备好动工，让人与他和好。
And to keep them in the fullness of life that is found in God.
而且保全他们在主里的丰盛的生命。
And he does so by showing pursuing mercy to both those who believe in him and to those who have yet to believe in him.
而神这样动工的一个方式就是向所有的人展示这个不离不弃的怜悯。
And as the narrative of Jonah 1 is now read to you,
当我们现在要跟大家读这个约拿书的故事的时候，
Let's try to actively listen by using a little sanctified imagination.
我要求大家能够想象，运用一下自己的想象力。
Catch on to the details and try to visualize them.
我们来构想一下当时所发生的事情。
So for example, when you hear of Jonah finding a ship,
对，作为例子，当你听到说约拿在找船的时候
，Picture yourself at the seaport，
想象你就在那个码头上。
There's smell of salt in the air。
你可以闻到空气当中的盐的味道。
Commotion and trading goods are around you。
你可以听到周围的人在做生意的嘈杂的声音。
Or when you hear that there's a violent storm kicking up，
当你听到说有一个狂风暴雨在发生的时候
，Picture yourself on the ship，
想象你就在那个船上。
If you have motion sickness, you might feel a little nauseated.
如果你会晕船的话，你可能会觉得有点头晕。
But you hear the great wind howling.
但你可以听到那个狂风在咆哮。
Or the waves slamming against the side of the ship.
那个巨浪在击打着船身。
Or water just spilling onto the deck.
那个海水就冲上了这个甲板。
And if you're bilingual,
如果你可以听得懂中文跟英文
，Well, praise God because congratulations, you get to hear the story twice, and it's a good story.
感谢神，那你就可以听到同样的一个故事两次。
So here it goes, Jonah chapter 1.
首先我们来读约拿书第一章。
The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai.
耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿。
Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it because its wickedness has come up before me.
说你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶达到我面前。
But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord.
约拿却起来逃往他斯去躲避耶和华，下到约帕遇见一只船要往他斯去，他就给了船价上了船，要与船上的人同往他斯去躲避耶和华。
Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up.
然而耶和华使海中起大风，海就狂风大作，甚至船几乎破坏。
All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God, and they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down, and fell into a deep sleep.
水手便惧怕，个人哀求自己的神，他们将船上的货物抛在海中，为要使船轻些。约拿已经下到底舱，躺卧沉睡。
The captain went to him and said, How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us, and we will not perish.
船主到他那里对他说，你这沉睡的人啊，为何这样呢？起来求告你的神，或者神顾念我们，使我们不致灭亡。
Then the sailors said to each other, Come, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity. They cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah.
船上的人彼此说，来吧，我们掷铅，看看这灾临到我们是因谁的缘故。于是他们掷铅，掷出约拿来。
So they asked him,Tell us, who is responsible for making all this trouble for us? What do you do? Where do you come from? What is your country? From who, what people are you?
众人对他说，请你告诉我们，这灾临到我们是因谁的缘故？你以何事为业？你从哪里来？你是哪一国、属哪一族的人？
He answered, I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land.
他说，我是希伯来人，我敬畏耶和华，那造沧海。创造沧海旱地之天上的神。
This terrified them, and they asked, What have you done? They knew he was running from the Lord because he had already told them so.
他们就大大惧怕，对他说，你做的是什么事呢？他们已经知道他躲避耶和华，因为他告诉了他们。
The sea was getting rougher and rougher, so they asked him, What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us?
他们问他说，我们当向你怎样行，使海浪平静呢？这话是因海浪越发翻腾。
Pick me up and throw me into the sea, he replied, and it will become calm. I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you.
他对他们说，你们将我抬起来，抛在海中，海就平静了。我知道你们招这大风是因我的缘故。
Instead, the men did their best to row back to land, but they could not. The sea grew even wilder than before.
然而那些人竭力荡桨，要把船拢岸，却是不能，因为海浪越发向他们翻腾。
Then they cried out to the Lord, O Lord, please do not let us die for taking this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man, for you, Lord, have done as you pleased.
他们便求告耶和华说，耶和华啊，我们恳求你，不要因这人的性命使我们死亡，不要使你流无辜人血的罪归于我们。因为你耶和华是随自己旨意行的人。
Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm.
他们遂将约拿抬起，抛在海中，海的狂浪就平息了。
At this, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows in Him.
那些人便大大敬畏耶和华，向耶和华献祭，并且许愿。
Now the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in a fish 3 days.And 3 nights.
耶和华安排一条大鱼吞了约拿，他在鱼腹中三日三夜。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父。
We thank you for the book of Jonah.
我们为约拿书感谢你。
We thank you for this opportunity to know you and your mighty merciful works through the book of Jonah.
我们感谢你给我们这样的一个机会，一起来学习你的大能和你的怜悯的作为。
May we see your word as wonderful.
让我们能够意识到你的话语的奇妙。
And may your spirit fill our hearts with understanding.
让你的圣灵来充满我们，让我们能够明白。
May we be still and know that you are God of heaven.
让我们能够学习安静，知道你就是那神。
And you are ever close, even in the midst of a storm.
就是在风暴当中，你与我们也是如此的亲近。
We pray and believe in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们祷告相信，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So what is commonly most memorable about the book of Jonah is found in the beginning and the end of chapter 1.
当我们读约拿书的时候，对我们印象最深刻的或许就是他一开始讲到的和最后讲到的。
Verse 3, Jonah flees from the Lord. He's a prophet and he flees from the Lord.
第三节讲到约拿是一个先知，但是他却躲避神。
In verse 17, Jonah is swallowed by a great fish.
然后第十七节讲到他被一条大鱼所吞吃。
Unfortunately, these are the two details of the book of Jonah that has also overwhelmed the more important fundamental theme of Jonah.
很不幸的是，这两个细节呢，阻碍了我们去学习呢更重要、更根本的这样的一个约拿书里面的主题。
And that is God's tremendous mercy toward all of creation.
就是神对我们所有的造物的极大的怜悯。
In chapters 1, 2, and 4, we find that God is very merciful toward his very opinionated prophet.
在第一章、第二章还有第四章，我们看到神对他这个意见多多的先知是有大怜悯的。
In chapter 1, we see that God is merciful toward the very ignorant sailors.
在第一章我们也看到神对这些无知的水手们也是充满了怜悯。
In chapters 3 and 4, we see that God is very merciful to the very wicked Ninevites.
在第三章跟第四章我们看到神对这些残暴的尼尼微人也是充满怜悯。
So if anyone wants to know if God is loving, read the book of Jonah.
如果你想要知道神是爱的话你就读约拿书就好了。
Because the book of Jonah tells us that God's mercy is without borders.
约拿书告诉我们神的怜悯是无穷无尽的。
God is very invested in this world that he has created.
神非常重视并且投入到他所创造的这个世界里面。
He cares both for animals and humans.
他在意 不论是动物也好人也好他都在意。
And by animals it's also representative of the entire rest of creation.
我讲到这里的动物其实是 指他的所有的造物。
Our business is his business.
我们所做的事情其实应该就是他所做的事情。
You hear that Jonah's profession that God is the one who made the sea and the land.
我们听到约拿的宣告那个神就是创造沧海和旱地的神。
And the chapters 1 and 2 of Jonah happens at sea.
约拿书第一章第二章讲到的是在海里面发生的事情。
In chapters 3 and 4 it happens on land.
第三章第四章是讲到在陆地上发生的事情。
Really tells us that God is present wherever you are.
其实这就是告诉我们神其实是无所不在的。
And since he is very much present, we can also believe that he very much knows what is happening on this earth.
因为他是无所不在的，所以他对地上所发生的事情应该是一清二楚的。
Consider how he is able to know where to pick up a drowning Jonah in the deep sea through a great fish.
想想他安排这条大鱼，他知道约拿在哪里要被淹死，所以他就派那个大鱼在那里把他救起来。
He knows which ship Jonah is on.
他知道约拿在哪一条船上。
And he's also very much in control. He's sovereign.
而且他是掌控一切的。
As a creator, he could send such a great wind to kick up a violent storm.
作为一个创造者，他可以兴起这样的一个大的风浪。
But yet he's able to temper the wind so that it doesn't break the ship.
但是呢，他却可以控制这个风浪，让这个船不被击沉。
And at the same time, he's able to appoint both a huge sea creature and a tiny land creature.To engage his prophet Jonah.
他也可以差遣水中的大鱼，还有陆地上的一条小虫，来教导他的先知约拿。
And so once we get past the fact that yes, Jonah is the prophet that ran away from God, and there is this big fish.
所以当我们超越了这两个细节，就是说，约拿躲避神，然后呢，他被大鱼所吞吃。
We are therefore confronted by God's tremendous mercy.
我们就会被神的大怜悯所冲击。
Jonah.Confess that I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity.
约拿宣称，他说，我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾。
And we are also asked to ponder over God's own question to Jonah.
我们也一同来思考神问约拿的这个问题。
But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and many cattle as well. Should I not be concerned about that great city?
神问约拿说：“这尼尼微大城，其中不能分辨左手右手的有12万多人，并且许多的牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？”
In fact, already in the name Jonah.We know of God's heart to exercise compassion.
其实约拿这个名字就代表了神的怜悯。
Jonah means dove.
约拿这个名字的意思是鸽子。
And so as a dove, he is a symbol of peace and compassion.
这个鸽子呢就是和平和怜悯的象征。
So when God appointed Jonah, he is sending his dove. He's sending his Jonah, the symbol of peace, to prophesy to a wicked people.
所以当他拣选约拿去向尼尼微城说预言的时候，他就是派遣了这个和平的象征要到尼尼微城去。
But it is not so that calamity will come upon that great city, but that God's compassion will.
不是说只是说要讲到灾难的降临，而更多的是如果他们愿意悔改，神的怜悯将要临到他们。
God will show mercy if they would turn around from their wickedness.
如果他们愿意从他们残暴的这样的一个方式当中回转的话，神会赐给他们怜悯。
So Jonah is a sign that God will exercise mercy upon a person.
所以约拿就是一个神所用的一个和平的这样的一个象征。
And in the book of Jonah, it's a ship full of people or even a whole city of people.
这个怜悯会临到个人，也临到一船的人，也可以临到一个全城的人。
If there's a change of heart, if there's repentance of turning toward God,
如果我们愿意回转，愿意悔改的话，我们来到神的面前，这怜悯就会临到我们。
God will exercise mercy.
神有他怜悯的心肠。
God really cares to turn around wickedness into goodness.
神在乎于做一个翻转的工作，就是把邪恶翻转为良善。
To turn disobedience into obedience.
把违背翻转为降服。
And to turn ignorance into wisdom.
把无知翻转为智慧。
God really, really relents on sending punishment.
神真的是转意，不把我们应得的惩罚降给我们。
So we can maybe understand God as this father or parent.
我们了解神，我们可以从做父母的这样一个角色来了解。
A parent who would rather hug his child than to smack his bonbon.
一个父母往往是愿意去拥抱他的孩子，而不愿意去打他的屁股。
Therefore, the good news in the book of Jonah is this.
所以我们在约拿书里面我们看到一个好消息。
God is merciful to all his creatures.
神对他所有的造物都是充满怜悯的。
His mercy is without borders.
他的怜悯无穷无尽。
How then does this good news play out in Jonah 1?
这个好消息怎么样在约拿书的第一章里面演示出来呢？
We see that God shows pursuing mercy to both his prophet as well as the sailors.
我们看到神的这个不离不弃的怜悯是展示在他的先知身上，也展示在这些还不相信他的这些水手们身上。
Albeit it is through a very severe form of the storm.
在一个非常狂烈的这样的风暴之下。
It's as if someone is in such deep sleep, you need to put firecrackers next to their ear to wake them up.
这有点像是一个人睡得那么死那么沉，你需要在他耳边放一个炮仗来惊醒他。
And God is awakening them to who he is so that they will turn their hearts to him.
所以神在唤醒他们，使他们的心被回转，能够归向他。
To Jonah, it is so that God will be known to be compassionate beyond Jonah's own belief system.
所以对约拿来说，他可以认识到神是充满怜悯的。
And Jonah would submit to the Lord to fulfill his prophetic calling.
他就降服于神，而且完成他被呼召的完成他被呼召的嘱托。
And in the storm, God is turning the hearts of the sailors.
在这个风暴里面，神也使这些水手们的心回转。
So that they would know him as the true God.
所以他们认识到这位神是真神。
Be reconciled to him.
与他和好。
And to have the rightful response, and that is to worship God.
并且有一个正确的回应，就是去敬拜神。
So here God shows pursuing mercy to Jonah in two ways.
所以在这里我们可以看到，神向约拿展示不离不弃的怜悯，从两个方面来看。
He turns Jonah's escape.Into a mission of saving the sailors' souls.
他把约拿的逃跑变成了一个宣教之旅，来拯救了这些水手的灵魂。
And at the same time, he rescues Jonah from imminent drowning.
那同时呢，他把这个即将要被淹死的约拿给救了出来。
So God's assignment to Jonah was for him to prophesy against the wicked city, Nineveh. We see this in verses 1 and 2.
所以在第一节跟第二节的时候，我们看到神对约拿的呼召是要到尼尼微城这个非常残暴的城市里面去宣告。
And Jonah himself, he knew that even though this is a message of doom, there carries the potential of forgiveness.
约拿从他的心里他是知道，虽然他宣告的这个信息是一个毁灭的信息，但他知道这是神给尼尼微人一个悔改的机会。
And Jonah could not agree with God's intention.
约拿不能同意神的这个用意。
For Jonah, Nineveh's wickedness should not be forgivable.
对约拿来说，尼尼微城的人这些邪恶是不可原谅的。
In chapter 4, he voices his personal conviction. I know you will do that, and that's why I ran away from you.
在第四章的时候，他说出了他的本意。他说：“我知道你会原谅他们的，所以我就逃跑了。”
And God is saying, I will show compassion even on the Ninevites should they repent.
而神对约拿说。即使是尼尼微人这么的残暴，只要他们愿意悔改的话，我还是要施怜悯给他们。
Just how wicked is the Ninevites?
这些尼尼微人到底有多残暴呢？
I will save you from a lot of the brutality that actually is recorded in history, but I'll give you an example.
我就把这些最残暴的事情记载在历史上的最残暴的事情，我就不跟大家说了。但是我给大家一两个例子。
They boast about their brutality.
他们因他们的这种残暴而夸口。
And one of it is skinning people alive.
其中一个例子就是他们把活人来活着剥皮。
I'll leave it as that.
我就只说到这里。
So Jonah, if you can imagine, put yourself in his position and hear that and think, he's stunned.
如果你设身处地的为约拿想一想的话，他面对这样的一个任务，他确实是很震惊的。
His entire religious system is rocked. How can you do this, God?
他整个的信仰系统被冲击，他对神产生这样的疑问，说你为什么要这样做呢？
So this assignment is actually very tough.
所以神的这个神对约拿的这个呼召，确实对约拿来说是非常难做到的。
And Hosea and Amos and Jonah, they're probably existed probably around the same time. They're all God's prophets.
何西亚、阿摩斯和约拿大概是同时期的人物，他们都是神的先知。
And somehow God has appointed Jonah to do this very tough assignment.
但不知什么原因，神要求约拿去完成这样一项非常艰巨的任务。
So another way of thinking about it may be this: asking a Chinese who has suffered the rape of Nanking to not only be willing to go to Tokyo, but also to be willing to prophesy so that they may be forgiven.
可以想象一下，经过南京大屠杀以后，有一个中国人愿意到东京去，不单只是愿意去那里，而且是宣告一个他们可以悔改、他们可以被原谅的这样的一个信息。
It is not easy.
这是很难做得到的。
And so Jonah wanted the "I will punish evil" side of God to show up for the Ninevites.
是约拿想看到的是神严厉的那一面，是要惩罚尼尼微人。
But God wants to show up the I will forgive evil upon repentance side of him.
但是神想要展示的是他慈爱的那一面，他会原谅这些尼尼微人。
So Jonah believed that God can be compassionate, but he just cannot accept it.
所以约拿知道神是怜悯的，但是他却不能接受这样的事实。
So what did he do?
所以他怎么做呢？
He ran away from the Lord.
他就起来逃跑。
Running away from the Lord really means that he's getting away from a place that will remind him of God.
所以他要跑到一个他不会想到神的地方。
It's kind of a out of sight, out of mind, and maybe God will leave me alone type of running away.
他想着就眼不见为净，他就可以洁身自好，神就不管他了。
So if your parent asks you to clean the garage, you might just always skirt around the garage so that you don't see the garage and you try to forget that you need to clean the garage.
所以你的父母叫你去清理这个车库，你就逃离远离这个车库，好像看不见这个车库的脏乱，你就不用做任何的事情。
And Jonah was running to Tarshish.
所以约拿要逃到他失去。
It is the most western end known at that time in the Mediterranean world.
当时在地中海地区，他失是就是等于是地极了，就是他们所知道的最遥远的地方。
So Jonah is very intentional on getting as far away from the temple where he ministers and will be reminded of God's word.
所以约拿是想逃得越远越好。
And note too that Nineveh is to the east.
他逃跑的方向是跟尼尼微城的方向是相反的，尼尼微城在东边，他往西跑。
And we also note that the state of his life at this time, by the time he was on the ship, is just down, down, and down.
而且我们知道约拿当时的生活形态其实是在一直在走下坡路。
He was down to Joppa.
他要下到约帕。
Then he got below the deck.
他下到底舱。
And then he's now laying down to sleep.
而且他躺下睡觉。
And to sleep is to lose directconscious control.
他躺下沉睡就是要失去所有的知觉。
Kind of turning off the computer and I don't know what's going on now.
然后就把电脑关掉，然后就说我什么都不知道了。
So what did God have to do for Jonah?
所以神对约拿采用什么样的行动呢？
In his mercy, he first turns Jonah's escape from him into a rescue mission for the sailors.
在他的怜悯里面，首先他把约拿的逃跑变作一次宣教之旅。
So he allowed Jonah again to fulfill his prophetic calling.
所以他可以让约拿重新起来，能够完成他被呼召的嘱托。
But it's through a storm.
但是呢，这是通过一场风暴来完成。
Because his very low spiritual state required a very severe wake-up call.
这个消沉的属灵的生命需要一次严重的这样的一个事件来让他被唤醒。
And Jonah's assignments to the Ninevites will now begin with a practice round with the sailors.
所以约拿准备要到尼尼微城宣告信息的这样的一个工作，现在有了一次锻炼的机会。
In verse 6,
在第六节
we see that the captain talked to Jonah.
我们看到船主来对约拿说
How can you sleep? How can you do this? This is life or death moment.
他说你这沉睡的人呢，为何这样呢？这是一个生死攸关的关头。
And the captain asked him to get up.
那船主对他说起来
And call on your God.
求告你的神。
Two things that Jonah wanted to do, God is not allowing him to do.
有两件事情约拿是想要做的，但是神不允许他做。
He wants to lay low, but God, through the captain, asked him to get up.
他想要躺
in direction.
他想要躺平，但是神通过这船主说你要起来。
And at the same time, he's trying to flee from the Lord, but what is this captain asking him to do? Call on your God.
他想要逃离神，但是这个船主对他说求告你的神。
Jonah is made to remember God even on the ship.
所以在这个船上，约拿被迫要想到神。
And then came the rapid fire questions by the sailors.
然后这些水手们就向他问了 一连串的火急火燎的问题。
In verse 8, we see a whole string of questions.
在第八节，我们看到一连串的问题。
God had allowed Jonah to be found out through the casting of lots.
约拿他逃跑的这件事情，通过掷签就把他给掷出来了。
So there's no hiding for Jonah.
他无处容身。
Jonah wishes to run away, but God pursues his prophet. He never gives up.
约拿想要逃跑，但是神却一直在追随他。
And Jonah is now made to see that his personal decision to run can actually bring harm to others.
所以约拿现在可以意识到，他的逃跑会对他人造成伤害。
There is interconnectedness between him and the sailors.
他与水手之间有这样的一个相互的关联。
And God is now giving Jonah the second chance.To redeem his disobedience.
所以神在这里给约拿一个第二次的机会。
Jonah faces this opportunity to proclaim about God and to come clean.
所以约拿现在有这样的一个机会来宣告神，来从他的违背当中能够重新回到神面前。
And praise God, Jonah stays true to his prophetic calling.
感谢神，约拿对他的先知的这样的一个呼召并不隐晦。
Jonah says, I am a Hebrew and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven who made the sea and the land.
他说我是希伯来人，我敬畏耶和华那创造沧海和天旱地之天上的神。
And through this short confession and proclamation, the sailors actually did come into knowledge of God.
通过约拿的这样一个短短的宣告，这些水手们就认识了神。
And we see in verse 16, they will worship God.
在第十六节的时候，我们就可以看到这些水手们也在敬拜神。
If you look at verse 10, when the sailors asked, "What have you done?" It's not to find out what he has done because they already know he's running away.
在第十节，这些水手们问约拿说：“你做了什么事？”的时候，他们其实已经知道他在逃跑，躲避神。
They are asking, "What have you done?" As in, "Why were you even thinking?"
他们问他说：“你到底在想些什么？”
Who escapes from the God who made the sea on a ship at sea?
在神所造的这个大海里面，你要从海上逃走，你要在一个船上从海上逃走。
Jonah was made to see his folly with the question, "What have you done?"
所以从这个你做了些什么这个问题上，约拿看到了自己的愚蠢。
So God shows mercy to Jonah by turning his escape into a rescue mission.
所以神向约拿施怜悯，把他的逃跑转化成一场宣教之旅。
And then we see that God shows His mercy.By carrying out a personal rescue of Jonah when he was drowning.
我们也看到神对约拿的这个怜悯体现在他亲自的拯救了他。
The Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah.
神安排了一条大鱼吞下了约拿。
And Jonah was in the fish 3 days and 3 nights.
他在鱼腹当中三日三夜。
The word provided tells us that this event is ordained for a very special assignment.
这个安排这个词其实是讲到是一个派遣，是一个指定，需要完成一个特殊的任务。
And the great fish is proof of an extraordinary or just this unbelievable deliverance.
这条大鱼告诉我们，这是一个不可置信，从人的角度来讲不可置信的拯救。
And yet it's not impossible because God is the maker of the sea.
但是神是创造大海的神，对他来讲没有难成的事。
And to make it even more unbelievable, it is 3 days and 3 nights.
更加不可信的是，约拿在这个鱼肚子里面待了三天三夜。
And so Jonah himself became an object lesson to himself.
所以约拿自己的经历就成为了他自己的借鉴。
Despite of his own disobedience, God relents from sending the calamity of death onto Jonah.
约拿违背神，他本来应该遭到灭顶之灾的，但是神却给他怜悯，拯救了他。
And instead gives him a way of life through an humanly inconceivable way.
而且是用一种用人的思维不可以想象的这样的一个方式来救了他。
Through this deliverance,
通过这样的一个拯救，
God tells Jonah,
神告诉约拿,
Just because you can't think it or it's completely out of your mind does not mean that it is inconceivable in my good, pleasing, and perfect will.
即使是你想不到的事情,但是在我的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意里面,我是可以做得到的。
And so now Jonah is saved by the great fish.
所以约拿被这条大鱼救了起来。
Provided by God.
他神供应了他。
He needs to also believe that God will want to show mercy and forgiveness to the Ninevites.
他也需要知道神也是应要用同样的方式来对尼尼微人施怜悯。
And just to turn his entire mindset around still,
为了要把他的,他的思维完全的翻转。
To swallow usually means death.
吞下去往往是代表的是死亡。
But this understanding is reversed.
但是这个常规被逆转了。
He lives after being swallowed.
他被鱼吞吃了以后他活了下来。
And so it is to tell him that the doom proclaimed can also be reversed as well.
所以这也是告诉他这个毁灭的宣告同样可以被逆转。
God is not lying when he says he relents from sending calamity.
神并没有说谎，他说他后悔不降所说的灾，他是说的是真话。
And in Jonah chapter 2 we see that Jonah repents and he gives thanks.
所以在第二章的时候我们看到约拿他悔改了。
And we come to chapter 3
等我们看到第三章的时候
see that the Ninevites repents.
我们看到尼尼微人悔改了
and the doom is reversed.
这个毁灭就被逆转了
and God also shows mercy to the sailors as we said earlier.
刚才我们讲到神对这些水手们也充满了怜悯
God shows pursuing mercy to the sailors who are unbelievers in two ways.
神用从两个方面来向这些水手们展示不离不弃的怜悯
He shows them their frailtyAnd demonstrated his great might to save.
他向他们显示了他们自己的软弱、脆弱，而且呢，神自己的拯救的大能。
And God turns their religious ignorance into true wisdom.
从他们信仰的无知里面，神把他们翻转，使他们得智慧。
And true wisdom is to worship the one true God.
这个真正的智慧就是从敬畏神开始。
So with the storms, the sailors were made very desperate.
在这个风暴里面，这些水手们惊恐无助。
They realize now that their lives are not in their hands.
他们意识到他们的生命不在他们自己的掌控当中。
Verse 5 tells us that all the sailors were afraid.
第五节告诉我们水手们便惧怕。
And they did two things.
他们做了两件事情。
One, they cried out as an SOS call to his own God. Whatever works, whoever will just come and save us.
他们就哀求自己的神，谁能救我们都可以，不管怎么样。
And sometimes only in our frailty is it possible for us to be humble.
所以有时候真是在我们的脆弱当中我们能够谦卑下来
and realize that we are not gods of our own destinies
我们意识到我们不能掌控自己的将来
we have the Chinese saying of man will triumph over the heavens
我们 中文有一句说法是人定胜天
and maybe if we have Chinese sailors on there we're like no way we're going to win this storm
如果当时有这些水手们里面有中国人的话，他们可能会喊出“人定胜天”，我们一定能够战胜这风暴。
Maybe，
或许。
And in Psalm 14, it says that the fool says in his heart, "There is no God."
诗篇第十四章说：“愚顽人心里说没有神。”
So we see that at least these sailors are not completely foolish.
所以我们可以看到，这些水手们至少不是完全愚蠢。
They recognize that there is maybe a God out there, but they just don't know who.
他们意识到那里或许有一个神，但是呢，他们不知道是谁。
And then they got desperate.
然后他们变得惊恐无助。
They are calling unto the gods and nothing's happening.
他们呼求神，但是呢，没有任何的事情发生。
So now they are even throwing precious trading cargo overboard in the hope to stay alive.
所以他们将这船上的昂贵的货物就扔到水里面去，试图能够保全这个船的保全他们自己的性命。
But that was also a fruitless attempt.
但这也是没有任何的功效。
And we see how much the sailors want to do things on their own.
我们可以看到这些水手们确实是想尽了一切他们自己的办法
by their own methods
用他们自己的方式
because in verses 11 to 13 when Jonah tells them what to do they don't do it
所以在第11节到13节的时候约拿告诉他们要怎么做但他们却不那样去做
granted they have the good intention to not kill this innocent man
他们有正当的理由他们不想要流无辜人的血
but they held on to what they think might work out
但他们一直持守着他们想着要怎么样来能够走出困境的方法
so we see that they're rowing really hard but it's just not working
所以他们极力的荡桨但是呢却没有任何的功效
And then the sailors were made aware of God's might to save.
然后这些水手们意识到神拯救的大能。
When did that happen?
这个是在什么时候发生的呢?
When they had exhausted all their efforts.
这是他们使尽了所有的自己的办法以后。
Calling onto their God didn't work.
呼求他们的神没有任何的功效。
Throwing the cargo overboard didn't work.
把这些货物扔到水里面也没有功效。
Trying to row really hard didn't work.
他们极力的荡桨也不行。
And so there is a turn of heart to God and say, Lord,
这个时候他们就回转，他们就呼求真神。
That's in verse 14.
第十四节。
And verse 15.
在第十五节。
It is what the prophet told them to do.
在第十五节他们就按照约拿告诉他们的去做了。
They took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm.
他们将约拿抬起来抛在水里面，这个海的风暴就平息了。
There is the immediacy of the change.
我们可以看到这个即时的这个功效。
And it will echo this immediate repentance of the Ninevites upon hearing God's prophecy.
这也是让我们想到，当尼尼微人悔改的时候，他们所带来的回转也是马上生效的。
And also at that moment, they are brought into true wisdom.
那在那个时刻呢，他们就得到了真智慧。
Their gods now have a name, the Lord.
他们的神就有了个名字，就是耶和华神。
The God of heaven.
天上的神。
Who made the sea and the land?
创造沧海和旱地的神。
In God's mercy, He transformed the sailors step by step.
在神的恩典里面，他一步一步地改变这些水手们。
There's a key word in chapter 1.
在第一章有一个关键字。
And that is fear.
就是 fear 这个字可以翻译成惧怕或者是敬畏。
So in verse 5, we see that all the sailors were afraid. They were terrified for their lives.
在第五节我们看到这水手们惧怕他们害怕丧命
and in verse 10 this terrified them because they were terrified of this violent Lord apparently God is violent
在第十节讲到他们大大的惧怕他们是害怕这个震怒的神
and then in verse 16 the man greatly feared the Lord
然后第十六节讲到他们是大大的敬畏耶和华
the fear for their lives is now turned into awe and reverence
所以这个以前的从前的惧怕现在变成了敬畏。
Now that they have witnessed his power,
所以现在他们看到了神的大能。
And they have experienced God honoring their prayers.
他们也经历到了神回答他们的祷告。
Their fearful life turns into a worship of God who has life in his hands.
他们的惧怕变成了对神的敬拜。
And we see that they made a sacrifice and a vow.
我们看到他们向神献祭也许愿。
And this is, in fact, a public declaration of faith belief and the intention to continue in faithful worship.
这就是公开的来展示他们的信仰，也是表示他们愿意持续的活在这个信仰当中。
So there is at least a beginning of a change in the relationship with the Lord.
所以我们可以这里看到，这是与神的关系的改变的开始。
They have gone from not knowing to knowing.
他们从不认识神到认识神。
So God truly wants to turn our hearts to Him so that we can move past death and into life abundant with Him.
所以神真是在意我们要回转，让我们能够走出黑暗，进入光明。
He does so by showing pursuing mercy to both His prophet Jonah and to the unbelieving sailors.
他的方式就是向我们展示无穷无尽的。
And for both Jonah and the sailors, it is so that there will be worship of God and giving thanks in repentance.
所以对约拿和这些水手来说，他们最终的结局、最终的结果就是他们愿意敬拜神。
So how then are we to reflect Jonah 1 in our daily living, storm or no storm?
所以从约拿书第一章里面所学习到的，我们怎么样反映到我们自己的生活里面呢？不管我们的生命里面有风暴还是没有风暴。
If you would first repeat after me, first in English and then in Chinese.
大家可以跟着我来朗读，一开始第一遍用英文，然后第二遍用中文。
The Lord God shows pursuing mercy to us, His people, as well as to the ones.Who do not yet know him as God.
我们用中文读一遍。上帝向为他子民的我们施予不离不弃的怜悯，同时也向还未认识他的人施予不离不弃的怜悯。
So for us who claim to be Christians,
所以对我们来讲，我们声称自己是基督徒。
In our heart of hearts,
在我们的心里面深处
，we must believe that God is fully missional.
我们必须清楚地知道神是有强烈的使命感的。
And we too have to be missional.
我们也必须像神一样有这样清楚的使命感。
And to be missional as God,
要像神一样有这样的清楚的使命
，we must learn to extend to others the same mercy God has extended to us.
我们必须要学习把神赐予我们的怜悯来延伸给其他人。
It's a mercy that teaches us what is godly, what is right.
这个怜悯告诉我们什么是正确的，什么是属乎神的。
And it's also a mercy that yearns to forgive more than to give punishments.
这个怜悯告诉我们，我们要有更强烈的盼望，是多给饶恕，而不是多给惩罚。
We must remember that we were God's enemies.
我们必须被提醒，我们曾经是神的敌人。
And He showed us mercy, and now we know Him as God.
他给了我们怜悯，现在我们就知道他是真神。
We are now God's servants.
我们现在是神的。
The chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation.
是神的选民，是君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度。
Once we had not received mercy, but now we have received mercy.
我们从前没有怜悯，现在得了怜悯。
And God has mercy on us so that we can continue to live our lives as Christians.
所以神有对我们有大怜悯，我们可以持续的啊过我们基督徒的生活。
As Jesus instructed us,
就像耶稣教导我们的。
Love your enemies.
爱你的仇敌
Do good to those who hate you.
对那些恨你们的人，你去爱他们。
Bless those who curse you.
祝福那些咒诅你的。
Pray for those who mistreat you.
为那些伤害你的人祷告。
He is kind to both the ungrateful and wicked.
他对那些忘恩负义的人是充满怜悯的。
Be merciful just as your Father is merciful.
你们要慈悲，就像你们天父是慈悲的一样。
And Jesus did just that.
耶稣正是这样去做的。
He loved his enemies.
他爱他的仇敌。
Yes, he hate the sin.
他恨他们的罪。
He hate the sinners.
他恨这些罪人。
But he also deeply cared.
但是他确实关心他们。
Cared enough to see that the broken relationship is not good.
他知道这个破裂的关系是不好的。
God knows that the Ninevites are wicked.
神知道尼尼微人是邪恶的。
But he is also concerned because he knows that they do not know what is true.
但他却在意他们。他想要挽回他们。
They are lost. They do not know their right hand from their left.
这城里面有很多不知道左手跟右手的人。
And so, in Jesus, we see that God has always been merciful to His enemies.
所以我们从耶稣身上，我们看到他对这些敌人向来都是充满怜悯的。
Ephesians tells us that we are by nature objects of wrath, but because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ.Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace that we have been saved.
在以弗所书里面讲到，我们本为可怒之子，与别人一样。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
And now that we have this new life, just like the sailors and Jonah, we need to worship God.
现在我们有了这样的一个新的生命，就像约拿和那些水手一样，我们需要敬拜神。
And as the author and perfecter of our faith, Jesus showed us what to do.
神是我们的信仰的创始者和维护者，他告诉我们当如何行。
Extend compassion to those who do not know their right hand from their left.
我们要把这些恩典、这些怜悯给延伸出去。
So that they too would know the truth.
所以他们也有机会来认识真理。
In the Gospel of Mark, we know that Jesus landed and saw a large crowd. He had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things.
马可福音讲到，耶稣出来见有许多人，就怜悯他们，因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般，于是开口教训他们许多道理。
God has looked upon us and know that we are lost.
神看我们知道我们是迷失了。
And he has taught us through the Bible today what is true and right.
他用圣经告诉我们什么是真实的，什么是有智慧的。
And in the Gospel of Luke, we hear, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing."
路加福音也讲到说，耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Is that also the heart of compassion that we look upon people when we see that they're in the wrong?
当我们看到别人在做错事的时候，我们有同样的这样的怜悯心肠吗？
Are we only taking the club so that we could bash people on their wickedness?
我们只是在批评他们吗？
Do we see that their wickedness is also because they all do not know who the true God is?
我们看到他们的过失是不是因为他们不认识神而导致的呢？
Are we sentencing people to hell instead of trying to bring them into heaven?
我们是在谴责人下地狱呢，还是希望挽救人啊进入天国？
So the question to us Christians today is this.
就今天对所有基督徒的问题是这样的。
Is there any of us who have such a desire to do what Jesus has done, and that is to extend compassion to those around us?
我们有这样的一个渴望，去像耶稣一样，去把这个怜悯延伸给我们周围的人吗？
Do we so desire to live out this new life that is marked by compassion?
我们愿意去活出这个带有怜悯的新的生命吗？
This, yes, indeed, to confront wrongdoings, but with a tender heart.
我们确实是要指出错误，但是我们要用一个温柔的心来指责。
Compassion is not turning a blind eye to the things that are wrong.
怜悯不是说只是啊。不看到，视而不见，对错误的事情视而不见。
But compassion is taking a loving heart so that you could win those who are in the wrong.
怜悯是用一颗温柔的心去赢取啊这些做错事的人的灵魂。
Do you so desire to be missional in the way that you live your lives?
我们希望在我们的生命里面有这样的使命感吗？
You don't have to come on a short-term mission team to be missional.
你不一定要说要参加短宣来啊完成你的使命。
God has already appointed each and every one of us in a place where we can minister to people and teach them many things of God.
神已经把我们放在各自的位置上，让我们在我们的位置上可以向我们周围的人来宣讲神的教导。
Maybe it's the use of your language.
或许是通过你使用的言语。
Maybe it's your choice of entertainment.
或者是你娱乐的方式。
Maybe it's how you're patient toward the craziest driver on the road.
或许是你在路上你碰到一个疯狂的司机的时候，你心里面有平安。
Maybe it is how you would forgive a backstabbing, data stealing, self-glorifying coworker or lab mate.
或者是你原谅了一个对你非常不好的这样的一个同事。
Even volunteering to work with the person on the same team.
或者是你就主动的愿意与他一起来共事。
Maybe it is being happy that your competitor did better than you did.
或者你的竞争对手得势的时候，你也愿意为他感到高兴。
Jonah 1 shows us that even in Jonah's disobedience, God can make good and bring souls to him.
所以啊，约拿书告诉我们，即使是通过约拿的违背，同时通过他的违背，也可以把神的荣耀啊带到人的面前。
So what more in obedience?
如果我们愿意顺服的话，不是更加如此吗
？God has brought people into our lives.
神把不同的人带入我们的生命里面。
Are we willing to say, I'm a Christian and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven who made the sea and the land?
我们愿意跟他们说，我是基督徒，我敬畏耶和华，那创造沧海和旱地的神吗？
And maybe we can ask God, God, who might I meet today that I need to show Christ to?
或许我们可以询问神说，今天我要向谁来展示耶稣基督呢？
It is certainly no easy task.
这是不是一件容易的事情。
But will you commit to believing in and partnering with God?
但是我们愿意与神同工吗？
Is there any one of you who has such a desire to be a true Christian and as Apostle Peter said, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure?
所以如果我们愿意有这样的一个在信仰上有这样的一个认真态度的话，我们就可以像彼得所说的那样，应当更加的殷勤。
Is there any of you here today that you are willing to invest your time and effort to deepen your relationship with God?
如果我们当中有愿意在与神的关系上有更多的投入的
，to take seriously what has been taught in the Bible and then put it into your lives，
认真的把这些。从圣经上所学的这些教导应用到我们的生活当中。
And to step out beyond your own personal preference of what you like to do or not to do, what you feel like you can do or cannot do.
我们就要超越这个我们个人的想法，我们喜欢做什么，不喜欢做什么，或者我能做什么，不能做什么，我们要超越这些。
And trust that God will empower you for the task at hand.
我们要相信神会赐予我们能力来做好他要我们做的事情。
If there is any of such of you.
如果我在我们当中有这样的人
，I would like you now to stand.
我希望你能够站起来。
I would like now for you to stand to make known within the CCMC family.
我希望你们站起来，能够向所有其他的我们大家庭的 CCMC 大家庭的人宣告。
In the presence of God,
在神的荣耀里面
，You have this desire to be missional in all aspects of your life.
你希望完成神给你的使命。
To seek and submit to God's directives for you.
我们寻求神的带领。
And no matter how you might disagree or dislike,
或者不管你是同意还是不同意
，so that people will be drawn to you.
所以我们可以把人带到神的面前。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父
，You know the hearts of these who are standing.
你知道这些站立的弟兄姊妹的心。
They are your children.
他们是你的孩子。
They are declaring their love and dependence on you alone.
他在你的面前宣告。
May you make them prophetic.
希望你能够让他们像先知一样。
Able to speak truth into the lives of people.
在人面前能够宣讲真理。
And have light shine where there is darkness.
在黑暗当中像荣光一样闪亮。
May you make them holy.
希望你把他们变为圣洁。
Able to live lives that glorifies your name.
让他们能够为你的荣耀而活。
May they be your tender-hearted children.
让赐温柔的心给他们。
Extending your grace to others and sensitive to your leading in their lives.
让他们对周围的人也能够施予怜悯。
As prompted by the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵的带领之下。
And that they can be merciful.
就他们也能够充满怜悯。
As you are merciful to them and remind them of their commitment.
提醒他们你对他们的怜悯。
Pursue them with your mercy and love should they run away.
当他们要逃离的时候，你用你的慈爱和怜悯来追随他们。
May they be like Christ.
让他们能够像基督。
Your beloved and only begotten Son.
像你的独生爱子。
We pray also for those who have not yet know you.
我们也为那些还没有相信你的人祷告。
We pray that in their lives they would come to know you.
我们相祷告，让他们在生活当中能够寻找到你。
That today your word has been proclaimed to them.
今天你的话向他们宣告。
And we pray that you will extend mercy on them.
我们祈求你把怜悯施予他们。
That in their hearts they have this desire to know who God is.
就在他们心里面，他们有这样的一个渴望来认识你。
Maybe they have pursued many different things in life and come out empty.
或许他们在生活当中一直在寻找，但是却徒劳无功。
Maybe they've tried very hard in their own methods and failed.
或许他们在自己的生活里面试用了各种各样的方式，但是却没有任何的。
Maybe they're doing well in life right now and do not seem to need you, God.
或许他们现在在生活当中非常的平顺，不需要你。
Yet we pray that there will be knowledge that this is not the end. There is still a future to come.
但我们祈求你让他们知道，今天不是结束。
And truly, a decision to know you is a life or death moment.
能够认识你是一个生死攸关的决定。
And the invitation to know you is today. It does not need to wait till a storm hits.
今天认识你的这样的一个邀请，告诉他们，他们今天就可以接受你，不需要等到风暴的来临。
And we pray that they will want to know you as God.
我们祈求你，他们有这样的愿望来认识你。
Indeed, dearest God, you are our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
You are the God of the sea and the land.
你是沧海和旱地的神。
Where can I go from your spirit?
我往哪里去躲避你的灵呢？
Where can I flee from your presence?
我往哪里逃躲避你的面呢？
We thank you that you pursue us with your mercy to draw us close to you.
我们感谢你用你的怜悯追随我们，把我们带到你身边。
We pray that we will remember your merciful act upon us through Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你，我们祈求你让我们时常想念耶稣基督的恩典。
And that we will sing of your love forever.
我们会时常高唱你的爱。
For people need the Lord.
因为我们需要神。
And at the end of all our broken dreams.
在我们所有的破碎的梦想的最后。
You God, you are our open door.
神，你就是我们的敞开的门。
Thank you for being the merciful God.
感谢你是这样一位怜悯的神。
Your mercy is without borders.
你的怜悯是无穷无尽。
And we pray this and believe in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们祷告相信奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.